Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of Politically Rozzy. I'm your host, Sarah Rozzy. As of the last 2 weeks, there has been a lot of chaos happening in our country. From the pandemic to the murders of innocent Black people to the protest of Black Lives Matter, our country is divided between racism and justice, and accusations are going on between the left and the right onto who is actually responsible for this chaos. So in today's episode, we will talk about George Floyd's murder, Derek Chauvin, Amy Klobuchar, and President Trump's reaction to the protest and riots and looting. With further ado, let's begin with a recap. On May 25th, a staffer at a local convenience store in Minneapolis called 911 and told the operator that George Floyd paid for cigarettes using a fraudulent check and that he was outside sitting on his car. Officers responded and ordered Floyd to exit his vehicle. Floyd then resisted the officers and was immediately handcuffed. Officer Derek Chauvin pinned Floyd's neck onto the pavement with his knee and suffocated him. Floyd then cried for help, stating that he could not breathe and died 9 minutes later. This was an act of cold-blooded murder, and everyone of different political affiliations agrees on that. By murdering Floyd, Chauvin was fired from his job and was sentenced to jail and charged with manslaughter and third-degree murder. So, Chauvin is already convicted and justice has been earned. But what happens now when there's so many protests going on after George Floyd's death? Before we get into the protests, I'd like to give a little background on Derek Chauvin. So, back in the 90s and the early 2000s, this man received 17 complaints and 2 letters of reprimanded filed against him back in the 90s. The DA at the time was Senator Amy Klobuchar, and she was well aware of the complaints, yet dismissed them. Klobuchar had the chance to fire this man and sentence him to jail for the 2006 shooting that he played a role in it, yet she didn't. Therefore, she is partially responsible for the death of George Floyd. In order to prove my point, I conducted a poll on our Instagram at Probably Political, stating that do you think that Senator Amy Klobuchar is partially responsible for the death of George Floyd? The results were 82% said yes and 18% said no. Therefore, most of us, regardless of political affiliation and differences, are on the same page. Following the recent events, many protests have been held all over the country by people who want justice to be earned for George Floyd's death and for the aftermath of police brutality. These protests are at first peaceful until police officers come in and hurt civilians, which causes a riot. Therefore, they aren't even based on the acts of racism, but are based on the acts of police brutality. Racism is taught by our families and friends that show us that one race is better than the other. Police brutality, on the other hand, is when officers exercise force against a civilian. This includes physical harassment, injuries, and death. And what we see in the videos of Floyd's death, protests, and riots is police brutality, not racism. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Exhibit A. As you can see, NYPD officers are running over protesters who are using their First Amendment rights to declare justice for innocent lives. This example of police brutality is endangering the lives of New York citizens and ultimately killing them. And now I present to you Exhibit B.
Just wanted to say I was working the medic tent. I'm a CNA PCA. I'm trained in first aid. I haven't done it in a while, and I was helping a man who got shot in the leg with a rubber bullet. He was bleeding so much.
You saw this?
I was helping him. I was
Okay.
cutting his pants. I was trying to help him. I was trying to look at the wound, and they came up and they were shooting right at us. He grabbed a garbage can to hold it over me so I wouldn't get hurt. And I told him I wouldn't leave him, and I did. And I feel so bad. I couldn't. They were shooting. I was scared. They didn't care. They didn't care that he was hurt.
So he was shot by a rubber bullet?
Yes, he was bleeding so much. He was in so much pain.
But you did what you could.
I didn't.
Continuously shooting at a man who was already wounded by rubber bullets? What the hell is wrong with you? People, when are you going to realize these riots only escalate by police brutality? This is why the United States needs to demilitarize the police right now. Finally, I present to you Exhibit C. As a recap, this video takes place in Minneapolis, and Minneapolis police officers are using tear gas in order to get protesters to stop protesting. This is absolutely considered an act of war, since the U.S. is not allowed to use tear gas on the battlefield. Due to peaceful protests turning into riots, we have seen an increase in looting, such as protesters are breaking into stores such as Target to steal TVs, ACs, microwaves, etc. Here's my question to those of you who believe that looting is necessary. Will stealing merchandise bring back George Floyd? Will stealing things subdue your anger and hatred towards the government? And are you aware that we are still in the middle of a pandemic? People need these things for survival. So why steal them? Why? Like, oh my God, this is absolutely crazy. And when I see videos of looting, burning down businesses, like, I'm sorry, but this is just like this reminds me of like a TikTok that I saw that has to do with like, Pooja, what is your behavior? So take a look at this brilliant TikTok.
Go ahead. Pooja, what is this behavior?
I'm sorry, I kicked it by mistake.
You can't kick it by mistake.
Then
you
pick it up if it bothers you.
No, you will pick it up.
You don't tell me what to do.
I can tell you what
you
to do.
You do not
no,
tell
yes,
me
Pooja,
what to do. You do not tell me what to do.
Or what? Are you going to hit me?
Do you want it?
I don't want it.
Because you're asking for it. You're dying for it. Get off my back. Got it?
But what I'm trying to say here is, looting only makes you as guilty as the top 1% of the wealthy that steal taxpayers' money in order to benefit off of their own businesses. You are nothing better or greater than those greedy billionaires that loot from us, the working class of America. In response to looting, President Trump tweeted, "Looting leads to shooting, and that's why a man was shot and killed in Minneapolis on Wednesday night. I don't want this to happen," and that's the expression pulled out last night. This tweet was tweeted on May 29th, 2020. Well, Donnie boy, here's the thing. I don't like you very much, and for your information, I don't like your policies at all. But no one, absolutely no one, should be shot at for looting. If you're recommending to shoot at looters, go ahead and shoot at the top 1% who are benefiting off of the pandemic, like Senator Kelly Loeffler and Richard Burr that made money off of the pandemic. Or your little friend Jeff Bezos, who's on his way to become a trillionaire by now, and Bill Gates, who is also growing in tremendous wealth derived from the working class of our country. On the other hand, for the people that are burning down businesses and stores to make a point, why damage personal property when you can make change the real way by standing in line to vote for a shot at allowing change in this country, such as implementing universal health care, Green New Deal, and student loan forgiveness? The problem with you people thinking that the only way to earn justice is by burning down personal property is that buildings can be replaced, but it will never bring back a life, and it will never prove your point. It will only promote violence and global catastrophe. Therefore, our country is officially heading towards chaos and madness. Like, first we had the Karens yelling about how they wanted haircuts and how they wanted to get their nails done, and now we have our own police officers killing us due to exercising our First Amendment rights. The time has come to arm ourselves and to prepare for battle in order to protect ourselves in the days to come. In conclusion, thank you for tuning in, you guys. I hope you enjoyed the show. If you liked the video, don't forget to like, subscribe, and share. This is Politically Rozzy signing off. Peace out, Girl Scouts.